Hi, good morning, friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. First of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for education purpose and we do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources of our information are various publicly available data sites such as investing.com, Monetary Control, Bloomberg Business Standard, ET, Mint, BSE, Financial Express, and others. So we start by looking at updates from the US market before we move on to other segments and also bring you the updates for specific stocks. So we start by looking at what has happened in the US market. Dow Jones ended 179 points up, S&P up 33 points, and Nasdaq ended 156 points up. So overall a good performance Friday closing for the US markets. US 30 futures ended 4.6, was trading 4.6 points up, and US 500 futures was trading 3.7 points up as we speak. On the FI and DI front, so FIs have bought shares worth 511 odd crores, whereas domestic institutional investors have sold shares worth 800. Have also bought 851 crore worth of equities. So overall, a good buying sentiment from both the foreign as well as the domestic institutional investors. For Nifty index, key resistance level to watch out is 18,000 levels. Key support level to watch out is 18,500 levels. Bank Nifty. So for Nifty, we are seeing maximum call open interest at 18,000 levels, followed by 18,500 levels, and call writing we are seeing at 18,400, followed by 18,300 levels, which will act as resistance level. Maximum put open interest we are seeing at 17,500, followed by 17,000 levels, and put writing we are seeing at 18,000, followed by 17,900 level. Maximum pain we are seeing at 18,000. On the non-speculative side, we are seeing high delivery percentage in JK Cement, Ipca Labs, Alkem, Birla Soft, National Aluminium, Persistent, and Indigo. And on the long build-up side, we are seeing Atul, Torrent Pharma, Laurus Labs, Bajaj Auto, REC Limited. For the results front on November 15th, Advance, Syntex, Pirani Industries, Containerway International, East India Securities, SR India, GCCL Construction, Goldline International, GB Films, Himadri Siemens, Integra Capital Management, Jai Balaji Industries, Koti Enterprises, KSS, MSP Steel and Power, New Time Company of India, Siemens Marshall are among 83 companies that will release their September quarterly earnings on November 15th. On the Bull Bean front, so Fino Payments Bank has been sold off or rather offloaded by Societe General, which has sold about 12,10,000 equity shares in the company at 528 rupees a share, and BNP Paribas Arbitrage has sold about 9,52,000 shares in the company at rupees 544 share on CNBC. According to the bulk deal data, InterGlobe Aviation, so UBS Principal Capital, has sold 42,36,958 equity shares in the company at about 2,125 per share. Whereas Associate General has acquired the same shares, the same set of shares at the same price on the BSE. Moving on to news from automotive, so Haryana government has approved allotment of 900 acres of land for Maruti Suzuki's new manufacturing plant in Kharkhoda, Sonipat district. And Hero Motocorp has reported lower profit at 794 crore in Q2 of FY22. This is against 953 odd crores in Q2 of FY21. Revenue has fallen to 8,453 odd crores from rupees 9,637 odd crores on year-on-year basis. Ashok Leland, so the Board of Commercial Vehicle has approved the transfer of its EV business to its subsidiary Switch Mobility Automotive India, which is known as SML, on a slump sale basis for rupees 240 crores. And again on the Hero Motocorp front, so as we said, it has reported a 22% decline in the net profit. So we need to see how this Hero Motor could possibly come out of this situation. And Ashok Leland is something that needs to be closely watched as it tries to sort of restructure its EV business. On the banking and financial side, so PV Fintech, which is the operator of the Policy Bazaar, will make its debut on BSE as well as NSE today. The final issue price has been fixed at 980 rupees a share, and the parent company of Policy Bazaar and Paisa Bazaar will be debuting today with its final price fixed at 980 rupees as we know, and it will raise 5,625 crore through the IPO route. Manappuram Finance has reported an 8.8% year-on-year decline in its consolidated net profit to 370 crores for the quarter ended September due to lower income. However, the non-banking finance companies consolidated AUM has grown to 5.7% to ₹28,421 crores, and the gold loan portfolio has stood at 18,719 crores, which is up by 13.2% on quarter-on-quarter basis. For IT and ITS, so HCL Technologies has opened a new global delivery center at Hartford Connecticut in the US, and the new center serves its flagship client in the region, Stanley Black & Decker, and will expand to support a client across industries including manufacturing, aerospace, defense, insurance, life science, and healthcare. And HCL has also planned to create about 500 new jobs in connectivity in Connecticut by hiring people over the next 24 to 36 months, as reported by the media, in the media. Telecom and media news. So Vodafone India has reported a straight 13th quarterly loss, and although the loss has narrowed from a year earlier, the cash-strapped telecom operator has reported a loss of 7,132 crores for the 3 months ended 30th September, compared with a loss of 7,319 crores in the preceding quarter and 7,218 in the YoY basis in September quarter for FY21. On the energy mineral commodity side, so Coal India has reported a lower profit at ₹2,932 crores from ₹2,951 crores in Q2 of FY21. Its revenue has risen to ₹23,291 crores from ₹21,153 crores. ONGC, state-owned oil and natural gas company, has reported a net profit of 18,348 crores from the September quarter, which is up by 565% from the year-ago period, so on YoY basis. And the upstream hydrocarbon explorer has clocked a 44% increase in the revenue to ₹24,353 crores from the quarter 16,906 crores in the year-ago period. Indian Oil Company and NTPC have signed an agreement to collaborate on renewable energy, and this is in the backdrop of Indian Oil announcing its plan to build the country's first green hydrogen plant at its Mathura refinery, and India is considering a proposal to make it mandatory for fertilizer plants in all refineries to purchase green hydrogen as part of the plans to cut the nation's dependence on fossil fuel, which is very important news coming from Indian Oil and also as a policy initiative. On the consumer side, Amazon has said that it has never intended to invest in FCPL, and this is according to the Future Retail Director's disclosure to CCI. So we need to see how this could possibly pan out for the future Amazon Reliance battle. So this is all from our side. We wish you a happy trading day. Till then, take care of yourself, trade rich and trade safe. Till then, stay healthy and stay safe. Thank you.